Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. oh God, oh God.
Some believe the stronger when it's gone away, away.
Praise your name, praise your name, praise your name.
Try to pray for your will to be done.
My God, my God, my God, you're a good God. Praise God. I pray that you just bow down to him and let the anointing, praise God, bathe your heart, praise God, your mind, praise God. Oh, praise God. He said we can come into his presence. Yes, he did. Oh, without fear. We don't have to come with fear. Oh, he's there. He's there. Come on. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that we can come to this place in you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you have loved us so much, God, that you have provided a way for us, to God, to come. I thank you right now, Lord God, that we can come running to you, God. We can fall down at your feet, God. And Lord God, oh, Father God, and you will take us, oh, God, oh, God, into your loving kind and arms, oh, God. Oh, God, and you will nurture us. You will feed us, oh, God. Oh, God, well, oh, God, thank you, Lord God, for the blood that was shed for us, God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, for the anointing, oh, God, that flows from you, Lord God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God, for the cross, oh, God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, praise your name, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. We come with thanksgiving, God. Oh, God, for our children, oh, God. Yes, Lord God. Oh, God, 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 we thank you for healing, God. Oh, God, yes, Lord God, you're going to do mighty things in our home, oh, God, because you said, oh God, us and our whole household shall be saved, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. We can come into your presence and believe you, God. Oh God, because you knows everything, because you's all-knowing, God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, praise your name, God. Oh God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Oh God, thank you, Father God. Oh God, the homeless, oh God. Oh God, shall be covered and sheltered, oh God. Oh God, and fed, God. Oh God, you feed your dear children. Oh, God, you said you have loved us, God. Oh, God, what an everlasting love, God. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, oh, for that loving care, God, that you give to your children, God. Oh, God, you never leaves us out, God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Oh, God, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, God, we serve you, oh, God, with our whole heart, mind, and soul, God. Oh, God, you so loving, God. Oh, yes, Lord God, and you are so kind, God. Oh, what a mighty God, what a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, praise God. He's there, he's there. Oh, he's there all the time, my people. God is right there. He just wants you to come close to him. Oh, praise God. Oh, his blood will, oh, yes, will flow freely into your heart, your mind, and soul. His blood has been shed for you. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, God, bless everyone that comes on tonight, God. Oh, bless them as they come on the line tonight, God. I speak peace into their hearts. I speak love, oh, God. I speak, oh, God. Oh, God, if they got a financial problem, God. Lord God, you're going to, oh, God, provide more than enough, God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Lord, they may have a way with son or daughter, God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I believe, God. Oh, God, you told us to trust in you and believe upon you. That, oh, God, yeah, they might be on drugs and they may be behind the prison walls, God. Lord God, I know, God, you can do anything but fail. Just meet with them wherever they are, oh, God. Lord, somebody might be dealing with the hurt tonight, God. They can't get past a hurt. Someone has hurt them so dearly. But, God, you the healer. Yes, you are, God. Oh, Father God. Oh, God, you bring healing to our hearts, our mind, and our soul, God. Yes, God, you are the ultimate healer. We thank you. Yes, Lord God, we thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you for who you are, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Your presence, oh, God. Your presence. Oh, God. He's here, people. Come on now. Just enter in because I just feel the presence of God tonight. Oh, he's surrounding us. He's surrounding us right now. Right now. Praise God. Praise God. Well, have you lost a loved one, son, a daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet, away whatever you may be going through tonight. You know, in this life, we are known to go through different things in our lives. Obstacles gonna come. Things are gonna happen.
The enemy is out to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus has come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. God's favor is reaching out tonight to help heal your hurts. Yes, we want to pray for you. We want to pray for whatever you may need prayer for tonight. If you need prayer tonight, just press 1 on your phone, praise God. And we will acknowledge it anytime that we are on. And you need prayer for anything, just press 1 on your phone. And we will take time out of our schedule tonight and pray for your needs. Because Jesus said, pray ye one for another. Praise God. We pray. Yes, yes, we pray. And we believe God for you and yours. Praise God. It may be a wayward husband. It may be, oh, a sickness. It may be cancer, diabetes, or whatever it is. God's got it. God's got it. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. That's the kind of God we serve. That is the kind of God. We don't serve a God that don't love us. We don't serve a God that don't care about us. His arms is outstretched to us. Yes. It's his mercy and grace. Yes. He amazes us when he does things that we're not expecting. He's just that kind of God. Yes, he is. He amazes me. It's your mercy and grace, God. His grace is sufficient for us. His grace is sufficient for us. His grace is extended for beyond what we can comprehend. Yes, it is. His grace. His grace. His grace. His grace. It's by his grace. Praise God. Oh, praise God. The grace of God be upon you right now. The grace of God be upon you. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Well, my co-host is not in tonight. Praise God. But we're going on with the program. But we want you to always pray for the homeless. Praise God. That's on the street in the heat. Pray for those that are in nursing homes. Pray for those that have high light bills and cannot afford to pay their light bills, praise God, and have to live in the heat. They have to get their electricity turned off. We have so many things that we need to pray for, but we want to think about our elderly people, praise God, that's going through during the summer season. It hits them very hard. And also water bills and all their bills, they escalate on them. And according to their low income, it's not enough, praise God, to meet every need. But God, but God, but God, he will make a way. Yes, he will. He'll make a way where there seemeth to be no way. Praise God. Hallelujah. God loves them. And God wants us to help provide and take care of all those that come short. You know, God wants us to be helpers out here. Yes, he does. He wants us to help in every way that we can find to help. If we need to go down there and feed them, or if we need to give a cool drink of water, God wants us to be a hand extended, praise God, a hand extended. He has loved us so much and created us to be an extended part of him. Praise God. We don't expect God to come down here and do it. No, he wants us to do it. Praise God. He wants us to be an extension of him. And oh, I am so excited. Oh, praise God. To be an extension of the Father. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So pray for my co-host because she didn't call in, and I pray that she's all right, praise God. She does is a diabetic, praise God, and sometimes she'll just fall asleep, and praise God. We just pray for her, and praise God that diabetes goes, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord God. Yes, God. And we trust God. Yes, we do. We trust God because he's the healer. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Well, we're going to go right on into the lesson for tonight. Praise God. And our lesson tonight, our title is Roll Your Cares. Praise God. Roll your cares. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't know how to roll our cares upon the Lord. Most time we don't know how to trust, really, really, really trust in God and believe God for everything that concerneth us. He told us to roll our cares. You know, there was a time I had to roll my care to keep from worrying about my son, you know. And so God told me, he said, now you've done all you can. You give him to me. And I had to roll my care about my son up on God because, hey, I couldn't do anything within myself, definitely not within my flesh. And sometimes the flesh wants to take over, but it's not the flesh. It's go in the spirit. Praise God. We're going to look at Daniel chapter 9, praise God, chapter 9, verse 23, pray, and it reads as thus, at the beginning of thy supplications and commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. This was Daniel, praise God, we are talking about. He had to understand something. He had to understand the vision what God was bringing him to. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you roll your cares, see, Daniel has some cares there. And when you roll your cares on the Lord, he wants to give you a spiritual nourishment. Praise God. Spiritual nourishment. See, many times we are in the flesh. We want God to operate right there. But no, God wants us to come up hither. Go a little bit deeper. Praise God. He wants to feed you and let you know he's right there. He's right there. He's not going anyplace. He just wants you because he has loved you. You are his child. Praise God. He will never leave you. Praise God. God's word is here to admonish us, and we can't live without it. We cannot live without the word of God. Then we'll die spiritually. Praise God. Hallelujah. He wants to, and we cannot live without it. It is life to us. Praise God. The word is life. It is strength to us. Praise God. It's strength to our soul. It heals us. If we stay in the word long enough, the word will heal us. Praise God. God just wants us to be free in him. Praise God. It heals us. It delivers us. The word sets us free from the cares of the world. He sets us free. God sets us free. God's word is God. It's God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are going to be met. It is known to happen. We are going to be met with many heartaches and pain and challenges in our life. Yes, we are. Praise God. In this life, praise God. Hallelujah. We're gonna meet up with some things. Praise God. Hallelujah. But be of good courage. We are overcomers. We are overcomers in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus has paid the price for everything we face. Jesus paid it all. Yes, he did. He paid it all at Calvary's cross. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we have to learn how to depend. Yes, Lord God. And you know, I find that the church haven't really, 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 really found out this real Jesus, how to lean and depend upon Jesus, because we let the cares of the world stalk us and get us down. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when we depend upon Jesus, We won't have no fear. We won't have no fear. We'll just run to Jesus and tell him all about it. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I must tell him all about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 58:9-12, praise God, says, and it reads as thus, praise God, Isaiah 58:9-12, then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Listen, listen, somebody, you better call upon the Lord, because he will answer you. It's written, praise God, thou shalt cry. Oh, Lord God, yes, sometimes we have to shed a tear. Praise God. And he shall say, here I am. If thou wilt take away from the midst of thee the yoke, he's telling you what to do. You've been yoked down, praise God. The putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity. You got to watch what you've been doing, praise God. And if thou wilt draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the Lord shall guide thee continually. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is making some statements to us tonight. Praise God. He's reminding us of something. And satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. God said he's going to make you like these things. You're going to be feeling good when you come out of that thing. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 12 said, and they shall be of thee, shall build the old waste places. Oh, you're going to start doing some things. And thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. And thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the path to dwell in. Oh, God going to make you, oh, mighty vessels, vessels of honor. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, he's going to do his mighty work in you. God is pleading with his people everywhere. Yes. He's still pleading us every day. Oh, and then letting us know, praise God, oh, that he's there, he's there. Yes, he is. And he knows what kind of mesh you are in, praise God, and we are in. Just like the children of Israel, the people were disobedient, so are we today. We are still like the children of Israel back in Bible days. People are still being disobedient to God. They are still not obeying God. They are still going, doing their own way instead of doing it God's way. Our only hope is in Jesus. He has come as a ransom to save us, praise God. The sin debt has been paid. We don't recognize it. We don't recognize what God has done. We're going on giving in and out of marriage. We're still having our good time and not giving God the glory for what he has done. But God has done a great thing for us, praise God. Oh, it should make you melt in your boots, praise God, when you think about what all God has done. The price that he has paid, the price that he has paid is so awesome. It's so awesome. We don't go deep enough in it to recognize the price that Jesus has paid for our sins. It's nothing now that you can do but just thank him for paying an awesome price for your soul. Praise God. Let's look at another verse in Matthew 7:9-11, and it reads as this, praise God, 7. Or what man is there of you whom of his son asks bread and will give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them who ask him. God is letting us know that he wants to do good things for us. He's not going to give us a fish or a serpent. God wants to give his children good things. Good things, good things. God is ready to give good things to you, that which the devil has stolen, that which the cankerworm has eaten up. God is ready to step in if we allow him. We don't allow God to come in and restore the path. Praise God. We allow fear to come in. We allow other things. We run to other people. And God is saying, here I am. Here I am. We don't hear. We don't hear when the Spirit is speaking. God is ready to give you better. Didn't he do it for Job? We have examples. We have examples all through God's word how God stepped in. How God stepped in. Look, when the people were going through the wilderness and Pharaoh was on their track, praise God, God stepped in to save his people. And truly, God is still doing it today. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you're facing. God is ready to step in. Praise God is wanting you to put away some things. Like he said in Isaiah 58, praise God. He said there were some things he mentioned, and I wish you would go back there and read that. And one of them was the yoke of bondage. The next one is putting forth a finger. Praise God. Hallelujah. Stop blaming somebody else for your mistakes or your downfall. Or whatever's going on in your life. You know, I was around someone the other day, and they wanted to blame me for what was going on in their marriage. And I said, honey, I'm not to blame. That's something between you and your husband. But we want to blame somebody. We always, and God is looking at that. Why do you want to blame somebody else for your downfalls? You can't blame anybody but yourself. He also, another one, he said, stop speaking vanity. Things that's not true. I saw that. And I see it all the time. I see people blaming people. I see people speaking vanity and not, it's not good. You're bringing up curses upon your own self when God done freed you from the curse of the law. My Lord, my God, my God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's go to another scripture. Let's get Mark. Praise God. Mark 23 through 25. Praise God. I love to search God's word. Praise God. Mark 11, 23 through 25. Praise God. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto the heavens, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee has been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. Let me see. I'm reading the wrong scripture. I'm wondering what I'm reading. I'm in Matthew. Let's go over here to Mark. Oh, sorry about that. Mark 11. Okay, now I got the right scripture. I'm kept looking. What am I reading? Well, thank God he guides us. You see, I got to guide you right on over to the right scripture because he wants you the truth. Praise God. Mark 11, 23. And here's what it said. He said, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou. See, you got to come with boldness. And be in my Bible is underlined. Be thou removed, underlined. Praise God. Removed. And be thou cast into the sea and shall not doubt. See, that's where we go. We doubt, praise God, in your heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive. And if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you. Now, look at that. Look at that verse. We got to search ourselves, as I was just saying. It comes down to, you can't blame nobody. You got to search yourself. Seek God's will, if it be the will of God. And you shall have whatsoever you ask. Just believe and have faith that he will do it. Praise God. You know, when I was reading that, it brought me back to when Peter wanted to walk, God bid him to walk on the water. But when Peter's faith fell, he didn't believe that he could do it. That's when he began to sink. And that's for us too. We don't believe God's going to do it. When our faith fails, we lose what God is ready to do. Think about it. How many times our faith fails us? We want to doubt God. We don't think so in our spirit, but in our flesh, because we are fleshly beings. And we have to get out of the flesh into the spirit. That is why I brought you the songs tonight, to build you up in the spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. To go into that place, that secret place with God, and get along with him and let the Spirit just speak to your heart. Because we need his presence. We need his presence. We need his presence so much in the church. Praise God. We need his presence. Praise God. We are the church, you know. If the church is without the presence of God, there's no moving in the Spirit. The Spirit wants to move in and through our lives daily. Praise God. God wants to present himself as a living sacrifice in our life. He wants to show us what he can do for us. Praise God. God is awesome. More than we can ask or think. God is just so awesome. Praise God. I'm going to go back here to Matthew 11 and 28, praise God, praise God. Matthew 11 and 28 says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. God wants to lighten every load, praise God. Everything that tries to weigh you and sway you, praise God. If you don't come to God, he won't come to you. You have to have a desire for him. You have to put your faith in him that he is going to do it. He's calling us. He's calling us, my dear children, to come. You are my children. I have loved you in an everlasting love. He's saying, come, come. Come giving praise. Come giving honor. Come giving glory unto him. Tell God. Tell God. Tell God how much you love him. Spend time. Spending time with God. Praise God. Spending time in his presence. Praise God. This is what he wants. God will answer our prayers if we only know how to get along with God. We can say we're spending time with God, but if God have not stepped into the midst, nothing will happen. Praise God. Whatever it is that presses you, go tell your Father. Go tell your Father all about it. Put the matter over into his hand, and so shall you be free from that perplexing care that the world is full of. Truly, today, as we look today at the world, it is full of perplexing problems. But we don't have to be a part of it, because God said, we are in this world, but we are not a part of it. Praise God. So all that goes on, we pray for them, but we are not a part of it. Praise God. Isn't that awesome? Praise God. When you have to do anything, and when you have any plans or business, go tell God about it. Go tell God about it. Yes, burden him with it, and then you are finished with the care of it. You have to go bring it to him. No more care, just quiet diligence in doing your duty and dependence on him to carry your on your concerns. Praise God. And he promised this in his word that he would do it. Roll your cares is my topic. So roll your cares yourself with them as one burden, all unto our God. Praise God. He is the one. He is the one. Praise God. He is the one that will take them. And Lord, oh, thank you for our sin. He has been thrown them into the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember them again. Isn't that awesome? What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. Our prayers must not be vague appeal to his mercy, an infinite cry for blessing, but the distinct expression of definite need. We must let God know just how much we need him. We must acknowledge, Lord, I need you. I tell him every day, God, I need you. I can't do without you, Lord. I can't do without you, Lord. Praise God. Not that his loving heart is not ready to bear, but such definite prayer teaches us to know our own needs better. It leads us to judge whether our desires are according to God's word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to say this little quick prayer. Lord, what a change within us. One short hour spent in your presence will prevail to make. We kneel, how weak. We rise, how full of power. How full of power when you go on your knees to pray. When you kneel before the Maker. When you know that there is no one else there but you and God. When you know that God is right there to comfort, to give you peace, to help, to heal, to set free. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm speaking to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Praise God. Prayer's like turning on of an electric switch. It doesn't create the current. It just provides a channel through which it can flow. Praise God. As we played the song, let it flow. Let it flow through you. Praise God. The moment we begin praying, a command was given, for God loves you very much. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here am I. Don't you want to hear God say, here am I? He will. I'm telling you, I have experienced it. God has let me know that he's right there in the midst of my trial. When I'm hurting, and no one knows just how deeply I am hurting. You may say, I feel your hurt, but you don't really know. But God, No, he's all-knowing God. He's all-powerful God. Right there, ready to lift me up and to take me a little bit higher. Which one of you will give your son, he said in his word, a stone, if he asks for a piece of bread? You who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children. So won't your Father, whom is in heaven, won't even more give good things to his people whom ask of him? God is letting us, he provided a parable there. How we can give good things to our children. Well, how much more of the Father will he give to you? You have a Father that loves you more than any child or any husband or any wife or anyone in the world, your pastor or whoever it may be. You have someone that loves you much more, much more. Praise God. So I tell you to believe that you will receive the things you pray for and ask for, and they shall be given to you. This loving God that has loved us with an everlasting love is reaching out tonight. He's extended his arms, his loving arms to you. And he's calling us to come. Come a little bit closer. I know you've been praying. I know you've been praying. I know that you've been in the presence of God. But we can't get enough of him. And he's calling us tonight to come a little bit closer so that you can hear. He hears you. He hears you. But do you hear him? Praise God. He wants to anoint you, yes, from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Praise God. He wants to give you a joy. Yes, he does. Like never before. He wants to put laughter inside of you that you never had. That you will go about with laughter and joy in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. People will wonder what has happened to you. Say, I've been with Jesus. I've been with Jesus. I've been to the throne room. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is almighty. Oh, we can't imagine. I just can't imagine. And I played that song. I can't imagine. We cannot imagine the depths of God's love. No, we can't. We cannot imagine the width of God's love for us. We cannot imagine the height of God's love. He's too much for us, our little infinite mind. He's too much. And all we can know how to do is just run to him. Run and get into the bath of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. And let the Holy Spirit do his perfect work. Praise God. That work, that finished work that he said he will do for us. Praise God. God said, I will wash you. I will cleanse you. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit does it. And I admonish you, when you're going through things and seem as though you're not getting an answer, he said, go into tongues. Go into that heavenly language and just talk to him. He said, even if you don't utter a word, just go there and wave your hand and moan. Just moan before him. He knows what you want to say. He knows. Oh, God, he's all knowing. Yes, he is. He just want to let you know it's okay. Oh, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. When we really, really, really come to him and want a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit. Maybe you might not be going through anything. You may be just going through something, need a spiritual bath. Praise God. Just want a spiritual bath. Maybe you're a little bit dry in the spirit. You know, sometimes we get like that. We get a little bit dry. And we need a spiritual bath. God wants to pour out his spirit. As the song said, the oil and the wine. He just want to pour in us, in this vessel. Oh, I love this vessel that he has made. I love you because you are vessels that he has made. Well, he wants to pour in the oil and the wine. And he just want to wash you from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, he'll give you a peace beyond all understanding. Praise. I just want to feel it. Yes, 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 yes. I just want to walk in the Spirit, talk in the Spirit daily. That's know I'm with God. Praise God. Oh, praise. That's letting me know that he'll never leave me nor forsake me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so awesome. God is so awesome. And if you have a loved one, or if you know anybody just need a spiritual bath, tell them to call. Call. Call unto Jesus, and he will answer them. Show you great and mighty things, things that you know not of. Praise God. Praise God. I'm so glad you all was with me tonight for this program. Praise God, because I just felt this was a great program for you tonight. Pray. Pray and believe God. Have faith. Have faith in God. Praise God. Well, I do want to mention that if you can call someone and tell them to be on with us next week with Minister Janice on Friday night at 8 o'clock. And again, back with me on Sunday for 7. Praise God. We just want to share God's word. This is what God want us to do. Share the word with one another. He said encourage one another. Build each other up. And that's what we are all about. Praise God. And then he said bless his people. Praise God. God want us to bless each other. He told Moses in chapter 6 and 27 and 28. He said bless the people. And if you put a blessings up on the people, I will bless them. And that still goes for today. So I want to bless you tonight. And you're going in, you're coming out, you're uprising, and you're sitting down. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. And may he lift up his countenance toward you. And may he give you peace all this week. Praise God. Be blessed and be back here with us next week. May the blessings of the Lord rule and abide with you wherever you may go throughout the week. Oh, his hands is extended to you. Bless you now. And have a wonderful and blessed night. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Bye-bye now. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is God. Praise God.